Welcome back. This is City Views. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce. Hands. They allow humans to grasp, to pick up things, and to feel, and they're also extremely useful in the creative arts. Craft Lake City and the Temporary Museum of Permanent Change are paying tribute to handiwork in a new walkable outdoor exhibit. And today on the program, we're learning more about the gallery pieces in this exhibit titled Celebration of the Hand. Joining me in studio to talk about Celebration of the Hand, Angela Brown. She's editor and publisher of Slug Magazine and the festival director of Craft Lake City, Utah's Do-It-Yourself Festival, which opens in August. And Angela, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Also with us, Kara Mia Pururi. She is the marketing coordinator for Craft Lake City. And Kara Mia, thanks to you as well.
Thanks for having us here.
And again, the fourth annual Craft Lake City Festival will be held Saturday, August 11th at the Gallivan Center. We'll have links and more information on our website, kcpw.org. But if you'd like to join us, if you've got questions or comments about Celebration of the Hand, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Angela, this exhibit is part of the fourth annual Craft Lake City Festival. Before we get to that, describe the Celebration of the Hand exhibit. What's the concept?
Sure. So Stephen Goldsmith from the Temporary Museum of Permanent Change erected these placots several years ago around on the Broadway corridor of Salt Lake City from about 2nd West through 2nd East.
Okay. What's a placot?
A placot. It's basically the German word for billboard. And it's just a large steel frame that's about 9 feet.
Nine by seven.
Yeah, 9 by 7. Mm-hmm. And usually it has community messages from other local nonprofits. And Carmia and I kind of came up with this concept about filling the placots with local artwork.
Okay. And why the hand, Carmia?
Well, when thinking about what we would actually put in there, because normally they're just used in a way to promote what's going on around the city. And so when we were looking at them and thinking, how could we utilize and take Craft Lake City artists and give them this piece to fill, and automatically it was, well, they would be filling it using their hands, and these were built, each frame, each placot was handmade. And so in that, the things that you see on the streets and the things that the point behind the Temporary Museum of Permanent Change is celebrating the city. So it's a free museum, but it utilizes the city as its museum walls. So the placots are referred to as the windows of the museum. And the backdrop, or say the walls of the museum, are the cityscape, which was built by hands. So in kind of throwing around these ideas with Stephen, and just, it kind of just came out. It wasn't like, what should we name this? It almost was just one thing, one idea that we brought up was celebrating the hands, because the hands not only build our city, but they build Craft Lake. They build the pieces that we're wearing. They're, you know, all about local. And it just was sitting there on the paper, and it was like, well, I guess we're going to name this Celebration of the Hand, because it encompasses everything that we kind of stand for, almost. Mm-hmm.
So again, if you are walking downtown Salt Lake City, you're on Broadway, and you see these little, they are kind of miniature billboards. They're right mm-hmm. on the sidewalk.
Correct.
Let's talk about some of the exhibit pieces. I'm looking at a couple on our website right now. This is one from Angela Flicker, titled What's Your Angle. Can you describe what this looks like visually?
Sure. And she's a textile artist, so she likes to use quilting as a medium to produce just these vibrant and beautiful works of art. And this is, I believe, one of the most colorful pieces that we've got on display for this exhibit. And hers is really fantastic because it's an interactive exhibit where she built these little pockets into the textile piece, where she's encouraging people from the public to place items in there. It could be anything from a ticket stub to a movie that you just saw. I saw a couple business cards in them the other day. We put a couple of the Celebration of the Hand programs on opening night last Friday for people to pull those out and kind of have a guide to the walkable outdoor exhibit. But her piece is really stunning. And when you're just driving down 3rd South, it's in the parking lot kind of by squatters and by Gracies, and it just really pops, and it calls, it demands your attention.
Talking about the new exhibit, Celebration of the Hand, which is on display. Describe where it is. It's on Broadway between
around 2nd West mm-hmm. and 2nd East is the way that I like to remember it, from the Rose Wagner all the way up through KO Gallery and the Salt Lake Film Society.
This is sponsored by Craft Lake City. Angela Brown, editor and publisher of Slug Magazine and the festival director of Craft Lake, as well as Karamia Puriri. Sorry about that.
No,
marketing
fine.
Coordinator for Craft Lake City are in studio describing this for us. If you have questions or comments about Celebration of the Hand, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number. 801-355-8255. Another of your artists, Candace Jean, and her piece is titled Harriet the Hand Crafter. Karamia, can you describe that one for us?
Candace Jean is, her art is very... what is the word? Not so vintage, but Victorian-esque. And she has these girls that each represent something to her and something about what she's encountered. And Harriet the Handcrafter represents what, you know, what women are capable of. And it's not just about being a mommy homemaker. And, you know, Candace is a mom, but she's also a very talented artist. And, you know, she kind of doubles between being a mother and being a crafter and a creator, and pulls that into the community and, you know, welcomes that side of, it's not just about being, you know, one thing. You can be all these different things. And so her piece has Harriet is kind of in the middle, and then around are these hands holding up all these different tools that might be utilized when creating or when doing, you know, something, and they all represent something different. And so it's more of a representation of her and what the women in the community are capable of doing.
One of the hands is holding, as you might expect, a ball of yarn and some knitting needles, but others are a hammer, a wrench, a cupcake. it's really colorful, and it's really beautiful. How mm-hmm. did you select the artists? I guess this is an exhibit featuring 11 or 12?
12, and it was a juried submission process where we invited some of the Craft Lake City participants from this year's festival to submit proposals. And then we went through them with Stephen and together narrowed it down, which was very difficult because we have so many talented artisans participating in Craft Lake this year. But, you know, this exhibit just really fit in line with our mission, because one of the things that we are working on with Craft Lake City is breaking down the term craft. You know, it's not just about the cool needlepoint that your grandmother used to make. It's about anything that's handmade. And like Karamia mentioned earlier, one of the missions of the Temporary Museum of Permanent Change is to talk about, you know, these cities that we live in, these were all hand-built. And I think there's this new appreciation with the whole DIY movement about going back and kind of recognizing things that are handcrafted, and just the power of how great it is to make something yourself.
Mm. Angela Brown, why did you feel the need to organize a festival centered on handicrafts, on artisanship, craftsmanship?
Well, besides it just being centered on craftsmanship, it's really a reflection of our community here. All of the artisans that participate are all from Utah. They're not all Salt Lake specific. They're the surrounding states as well. But I just felt like we really needed to bring attention to all of the talent that we have in Utah. And again, kind of getting that message about the power of creation and that empowerment that happens within yourself, and how good it can make you feel to make something and then either show it to your friends or the public, or sell it or vend it, or just create something useful that you can use in your everyday life. And it's about inspiration. It's about not only seeing what other people create, but also feeling the need yourself to create.
Hmm. And Karamia, it's not just about knitting, needlepoint, those kinds of art. Would you call them art? I guess mm-hmm. it is art.
Yeah.
Our arts and crafts. But science and technology mm-hmm. is also part of Craft Lake City.
Yeah.
How does that fold into this, the creative spirit that you're trying to showcase?
The DIY engineers, as we are calling them, it's a new category that we've kind of opened up, and we're welcoming the science and technology elements into Craft Lake City, because crafting and do-it-yourself isn't just about, you know, knitting a pair of socks or a hat or something.
Which is totally cool.
Yeah, which is really great. And we have some very talented knitters in our community who make beautiful pieces. But DIY engineers, we actually have some pretty hidden underground talented groups of people in Salt Lake who get together and create LED lighting displays and robotics and have robot wars on the down low, like no one knows about it. Or one group we've been working with closely is creating a 3D printer, which they're kind of new in the market, and they're being built like almost mass produced in a way. But when there is a group of people who is figuring out how to tinker with it and how to make it themselves, and they're putting in the pieces and each screw and each washer and this and that, and then watching it print is just, you know, how, like, you look at them and just like, how is this not DIY? Because they're creating these pieces that are interactive and, you know, almost in a way affect the community on, you know, on a, obviously a scientific standpoint. Like, this 3D printer is going to come in handy not just for them, but for everybody. And, you know, these robot wars are so cool to watch. Like, from, you know, being age 5 to being age 55 and 65, it's like, it's so entertaining. And there's people like this who are creating things all the time. And, you know, whether it's from robotics to solar powered pieces or something that, you know, might help wash your dishes differently or save air or energy a different way, they're handcrafted. They're, you know, the pieces might not be handmade. You can't make a solar panel yourself, or you can't make a robot piece yourself, but you can put it together. You can, you know, twist it into each other and control it through, you know, programming it. And so we want people to understand that there are these things going on in our community. And, you know, while they might be hidden, they are, you know, these are the people who program your computers during the day and who, you know, come up with different ways that make life and living easier for you. But they go home and their garage is full of just all these different things that you're like, where are these ideas coming from? And so we want to open that up. And X-Mission is actually bringing that element in with us. And so in the building, the new building at the Gallivan Center, it's the X-Mission Science and Technology Building. And we'll be putting all of our tinkerers and our DIY engineers in there and just bringing in things that they create. Even if it's a program on a computer, it's still hand created. It's hand programmed. You know, it might be a little bit different to some people, and to the true crafters who, you know, think that crafting is all about your hands. Programming like a video game or something like that is so, it's DIY down to, you know, to the T. So we want people to understand that. And I think bringing them in this year will really help open up a whole new meaning for DIY to the community. So
talking with Kara Mia Puri, she is the marketing coordinator for Craft Lake City. Also with us, Angela Brown, the editor and publisher of Slug Magazine, the festival director of Craft Lake City, which opens next month. And so this exhibit, Celebration of the Hand, these images on the placots downtown, that's really a nice introduction to the Craft Lake City Festival, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, right, Angela?
Yes, it is. And we're going to see how long these pieces do weather. We're hoping we can keep them up through August, through October of this year. And providing that the project works again, we've had some soft conversations with Stephen about curating them again. So we sure hope that we have that chance and are able to bring a whole new round of 12 Craft Lake City artisans either this fall or next spring for the public to check out as well.
And again, 12 artists participating in Celebration of the Hand. It's part of the 4th annual Craft Lake City Festival. We will have links on our website, kcpw.org. Angela Brown and Kara Mia Puri, thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
City Views is a production of KCPW in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Jesse Ellis and to our intern, Lauren Hendrickson. Coming up next time, we're taking off tomorrow for Pioneer Day. We're bringing you a special broadcast and Intelligence Squared debate on fracking. So join us for that tomorrow. On Wednesday, we're back with a conversation with retired judge Tyrone Medley. So join us for that. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.